The House has rejected a bill that would keep the money machine flowing. The bill would increase the debt limit ahead of an August 2 deadline, if it had passed. The Treasury Department says that's when the government will default on its obligations. Josiah Ryan is a Senate reporter for The Hill, and he's here with a progress report. Josiah, you there?
Hey, good morning, Tom.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us. Okay, so this was a bill everyone said was not going to pass. That's what all the newscasts said yesterday. What happened last night in the House, and what does it mean for federal agencies?
Yeah, nothing surprising really happened. The Democrats kind of backed themselves into a corner on this one because a number of them signed a letter demanding this vote that the debt limit be raised by about $2.6 trillion. As you said, it's expected to reach its limit in August 2nd, I think. So the Democrats demanded this vote, but they didn't have enough votes to actually win the vote, the House being very much controlled by Republicans. So Republicans said, you want the vote? We'll give it to you. Here it is. And they gave it to them that the bill was actually introduced by Republicans, and the Republicans just kind of steamed over the Democrats, and as expected, it failed.
But didn't some Democrats also vote against it, joining the Republicans?
Exactly. Once it became clear that the legislation was really going nowhere, Democratic leadership in the House encouraged their members to not be a part of this charade. Or that's the kind of language they use, because it could have easily turned into a campaign issue where they're pointing fingers and saying, look, at Democrats really are irresponsible. They want to increase the amount of spending that we can do without any kind of limits whatsoever. So instead of having to face those sort of campaign commercials in the coming year, most Democrats, all but 97 of them, joined with Republicans. About half the caucus joined with Republicans to vote not to increase the debt limit without adding some limits to how we spend.
And so what happens next?
Well, that's really, really hard to say. It's going to be a long, hard summer for those of us working in politics here in D.C. No one really knows.
Well, let's talk about the Senate.
The consensus is obviously that this is, I think most Republicans agree, in leadership especially, that this the debt limit is going to have to be raised. We just owe too much money. The interest can't be paid for with revenue that we bring in. So the question is how to get there. I think the goal of Republicans is to exact as big of a price as possible when it comes to limits on spending, while eventually raising that limit.
What is the sentiment on the Senate, which so far has been like on a different planet from the House for the last few maneuvers?
It has. The Senate, Harry Reid, obviously, Senator Reid, the majority leader, kind of controls the Senate. And the strategy he's kind of been playing so far this year, and we'll see if it bears itself out for the rest of the year, but he's been kind of taking a reactionary role. And he's got a really, for 2012, Democrats have a really tough uphill battle in the Senate. So he's doing the best he can to make sure that his Democratic members don't have to take too many controversial votes. So, so far in the Senate, we've done very, very little this year and kind of just reacted, swatted at whatever the House sent our way. So there are a lot of kind of serious negotiations going on behind the scenes in the Senate on how we're going to go forward fiscally. Senator Conrad, who's the Budget Committee chairman, is leading one of those, and there's been problems and there's been defectors and all sorts of drama. And Vice President Biden's also leading one of those. But a lot of that stuff hasn't really bubbled out onto the surface yet. We don't really know what it's going to look like. But as far as what's happened, officially on the floor, nothing's happened. And we don't know when anything will happen.
We're speaking with Josiah Ryan, who is the Senate reporter for The Hill newspaper. Now, it looks, I guess what we expect to happen is that there will be some budget compromise reached in terms of reductions. But people are aware, citizens are aware, that the last round of so-called reductions that was voted in and negotiated and then voted in for fiscal 2011 wasn't really a reduction at all. The government will spend more this year than it did last year, despite the whatever it was, $50, $60 billion in reductions. So are we going to get another round of that kind of negotiation, or does it look like there might be really a breakthrough in terms of actually cutting back spending?
My sense is that, particularly in the House, where we have all these kind of citizen legislators, Republicans, were voted in, in the last election. There's a little bit of bitterness about kind of what happened with the budget negotiation for fiscal year 2011, the last one that you just referred to, and they feel like they understand that there aren't really reductions in it, and they feel like maybe they were betrayed a little bit by their leadership in that the reductions were not as big as they feel like they should have been. So I would be surprised if the hardcore fiscal hawks in the House especially let their leadership get away with those kind of shallow and nominal cuts again. I would think that probably a much higher price is going to have to be exacted this time.
And have you heard any member of Congress say, even privately, let's see what happens if we don't raise the debt limit and we stop paying interest for a few days?
Definitely that's been said on the House side especially. I don't think that leadership really or anyone who really seriously understands what the ramifications of that would be are looking in that direction. But certainly, again, some of these members of the freshman class from the last election have alluded to, hey, like maybe it may not be the worst thing in the world if we have to go through a little bit of pain, because we're really in a big trouble here. It's going to hurt at some point, so why not make it hurt a little bit right now?
Josiah Ryan is a Senate reporter for the Hill newspaper. We thank you for joining us.
Hey, thanks a lot.